She struggled with low iron and fatigue because of the heavy bleeding, and eventually had a hysterectomy. After the surgery, one of my aunts came to stay with us, and I discovered that she had also had a hysterectomy several years prior for the same reason. I didn't know much back then, but I knew I wanted a family someday. And I also knew the pill wasn't going to fix whatever genetic predisposition for fertility problems I'd likely inherited. Although I didn't know what the solution was at the time, I was sure there had to be another way. When I needed birth control at age 19, I realized there was no way I could trust the pill to prevent pregnancy. Although I had been on the pill for a few years, I had never used it for birth control. And since I was taking the pill for medical reasons, I would often forget to take it at the same time every day when I remembered to take it at all. I knew I would always be wondering if it was working, so I decided to use condoms as my primary method of birth control. It was around this time I discovered fertility awareness. The Women's Center on my university campus held regular workshops and lectures on all kinds of feminist topics. I heard that Inga Musio, author of the book Cunt, A Declaration of Independence, was coming for a book signing, so I decided to go check it out. She read several excerpts from her book, and from her, I learned about a way to prevent pregnancy without relying on hormonal birth control. She described the two commonly accepted models of birth control, chemical manipulation of the hormones, and barriers placed between the os, opening of the cervix, and sperm. And then she proposed a third option. Quote, "What I'm about to discuss is not the rhythm method. The objective here is not to understand the rhythm of your ovulatory cycle. The objective is to tap into the rhythm of your ovulatory cycle as a means of perceiving a broader rhythm inside yourself that shows you how powerful you are every day of your life." End quote. She went on to describe the way both your cervical mucus and cervical position change around ovulation. And that was all I needed to hear. It was the very first time anyone had told me that I couldn't get pregnant on every single day of my cycle. Fortunately, the Women's Center had the resources I needed to figure out how I could really do this. I ran to the bookstore and bought Toni Weschler's Taking Charge of Your Fertility. And I also discovered a local organization on campus that taught fertility awareness, the Fertility Awareness Charting Circle. I started attending their monthly meetings, and I was hooked. You won't be surprised to learn that I eventually joined the group, completed a fertility awareness training program, and started teaching other women to chart their cycles. I was so excited to learn that I could confidently prevent pregnancy without suppressing my natural cycles. It's funny if you think about it. Most women go on the pill when they start having sex, but I did the opposite. Discovering fertility awareness was a life-changing experience for me. I finally understood exactly what was happening in my cycles. The most significant shift for me was realizing that there were only a few days of my cycle when I could get pregnant. I felt that this knowledge put the power directly into my hands, and I was no longer afraid of my fertility. As a result, I was able to avoid pregnancy naturally by avoiding unprotected sex during my fertile window. Little did I know that natural birth control was only the tip of the iceberg. I soon discovered that my menstrual cycle was not exclusively related to having babies. Learning to chart my cycles among a group of women trained in fertility awareness charting was when I first encountered the idea that my menstrual cycle is a vital sign that changes in response to the state of my overall health. When I started charting my cycles, I noticed they were typically 40 to 45 days in length. I asked my doctor what I could do to shorten them, and he told me the only thing I could do to regulate my cycles was to go back on the pill. It wasn't until my charting instructor had a look at my charts and suggested that I have my thyroid levels tested that I realized how intimately my cycles were connected to my health. The testing revealed that I had a subclinical thyroid disorder, and I was able to improve my cycle parameters naturally by attending to it. It blew my mind that someone could look at my menstrual cycle charts and identify underlying health issues. My periods are normal now. I no longer experience crippling pain or excessive bleeding. My cycles are consistent, ovulatory, and well within the normal range. As I write this book, I have two beautiful boys, and I often wonder how different my life would have been if I had stayed on the pill all those years instead of tracking my cycles. I know that the only reason my thyroid issue was identified early is because I was charting my cycles. I have no idea how many years it would have taken to identify it if I hadn't been charting. After I had my first son, I realized that most women have no idea how their menstrual cycles work. Many are shocked to discover that when they come off